Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Going to the story that is making headlines throughout South Africa and even been featured overseas, and that is the fire that has devastated our seat of democracy, and that's the fire in the parliamentary precinct in Cape Town. Joining us now on the line is Jordan Hill-Lewis. He is the mayor of Cape Town, and a very good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning to you. Nice to be with you again.
Mr. Mayor, this fire, what do we know at this point in time? There's a lot of conjecture out there. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. Your guys were on the ground. What did they discover when they responded? And what are the preliminary findings?
We got the first call at about 12 minutes past six, at exactly 12 minutes past six yesterday morning. At 18 minutes past six, 6 minutes later, our first guys were on the scene. And at the height of our deployment yesterday, we had 70 firefighters, 12 fire engines, and our mobile command center on the scene. We still, this morning, have two crews left this morning. They are just checking that there's no flare-ups. They are venting hot air from trapped pockets putting out any embers and coals. I can tell you how the devastation is near complete in the new assembly, the National Assembly building. It is 98% destroyed. There's very little left of it. What needs to happen now is structural engineers need to come in today to check that it is safe to even walk inside there because of the risk of collapse. And then you've got to get fire investigators, professional forensic investigators, to start investigating the cause of the fire. Now, remember, our firefighters are not investigators. They know a lot about fires, but they're not forensic investigators. So I don't want to speculate now as to the cause. I would rather leave that to professional investigators. But it is obviously a very, very sad day for our country, and I'm afraid that the National Assembly is nearly completely destroyed. Fortunately, there are some other parts of the building, like the library. Those are in different buildings and in different parts of the building that are saved, but the damage is massive.
So that was going to be my next question. The old assembly building, that's where Fufuthu was assassinated in 66, with the interleading libraries, the artwork, the tapestries, the busts, all of that, has it been damaged? Do we know? Is it badly smoke damaged? Is it water damaged? Are there items that can be salvaged?
There's going to be a walk around of the building now, later today, by a team of structural engineers, just to check what is safe for other teams to come in and see. So, but I can tell you the library is saved, and that's a huge, that's something to really celebrate, because it is a magnificent and very old library with some ancient, very valuable books in it. But there is a huge amount of art that has been lost. I know that the upper floors of the old assembly building have been very badly damaged, almost totally destroyed. And there was an art gallery up there, very close to the men's gym, which we've heard was one of the first places that the fire may have started, somewhere around there. So I strongly suspect that upper floor art gallery is completely gone, and that contains priceless works, really irreplaceable stuff. So I'm very, very sad to hear about that. And I'm sure that there will be much more valuable stuff lost. But fortunately, it seems that the old assembly chamber, the chamber that you spoke of, that has got so much history, both good and bad, for our country, that has not been destroyed. It may have a lot of smoke damage and a little bit of water damage, but there was no fire inside that chamber, and so it has not been destroyed.
So we're already hearing the blame game in overdrive. We're hearing about people that should have been on duty not being on duty. We're hearing about fire detection alarms going off after the event, after your emergency personnel actually arrived on the scene. Is it too early to start playing the blame game? Do you think people are just trying to get out there and start the deflection as quickly as possible to try and manipulate the media narrative?
Look, what I can tell you very definitely is that our teams found several instances of equipment that didn't work. Obviously, the fire would never have been as bad as it was if the sprinklers had worked. And I think that the Minister of Public Works has already said publicly the sprinklers didn't work, and I can confirm that is what our teams found as well. There were no sprinklers that activated or deployed in the building, and that made it much, much worse than it should have been. So that's really, it must be the focus of the investigation, why that equipment, and there was other equipment as well that also failed, why it failed, and was it just technical faults, was it something more sinister? There again, I would prefer not to speculate on things like that and leave it to professional forensic investigators, but I can tell you that there was definitely several instances of equipment failure.
Have we heard anything from national government as to where perhaps they will set up temporarily when Parliament meets and convenes for 2022?
Mm. Well, look, this is a national tragedy, and I just felt like in a time of national tragedy, we should all do what we can to help. And so I've offered the Speaker of Parliament the use of our City of Cape Town Council Chamber for the meetings of Parliament. And also we've recently fully restored and renovated our beautiful city hall, which is much bigger, and we can use that for the State of the Nation address. So I've offered them the use of those buildings so that Parliament can continue to meet and do its important work. But that's entirely up to the Speaker. She will get back to me once she's considered those offers.
Definitely a tragedy. Mopping up operations. Will the area, the precinct leading up to Parliament be closed for the foreseeable future, or will traffic resume as per normal in coming days?
No, the traffic should resume to normal as early as later today, but there are still a few fire engines on the scene right now, just doing final dampening and making sure that there are no flare-ups or hot air pockets caught in rooms and so on. And then what will happen is, as I said, later today, the damage assessment will start with a team of structural engineers, and there will be a walk around to inspect complete damage. And then we'll know a lot better what exactly has been saved and what has been lost.
Councillor Jordan Hill, Lewis, Mayor of Cape Town, thank you so much for joining us this morning and making time available for our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me.